Welcome to another episode of the VJ Experience, and in this episode we're going to be talking about sugar daddies and sugar mummies with Bobo. What's
up? What is your problem? And Jojo.
Yes. So welcome, let's engage, let's vibe, let's have conversations, comment in the comment box, and you know, let's do this.
Everything they do, we do it. Everything they do, we do it. Everything, 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 everything.
I think we need to define what are sugar daddies, what are sugar mummies. So maybe the
personal definitions, or
yes, I think personal definitions. Mm. Yeah. So you want to start with
sugar? Let's start with the guest.
Who is a sugar mummy? Mumama.
Mumama. According to you,
somebody with good financial balance. Okay, somebody who has money, like they're stable and making more than enough to live their life well.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever situation they're currently in is not satisfying them. So like their husband is not digging them down right, or their wife is not riding them right. So they're looking for stability. But then again, there's also the ones who don't want the sugar. They just want to have a yappa 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 with you.
What's that?
Like, you know, there's sugar mummies and daddies who are not looking to be dicked down. They're getting everything apart from attention. They just want attention.
Where are they?
So like
asking for a friend.
I plead the fifth. But yeah, there are people who don't want the sexual aspect of it. They just want you to listen to them, to hear them out, because my husband is not hearing me. My wife, they're giving me the money, they're giving me the dick or the punani. But I want to talk, I want to feel heard, I want to feel listened to.
Yeah.
So you give them that ear, and it's like, I got you.
Okay. So I think for me, a sugar daddy, definitely someone who's significantly older than you, who's giving you that financial comfort that you can't provide for yourself. Like, he's that source of comfort. And I mean, I think they got the name sugar for a reason, because you're giving them some sugar.
Sugar is relative, though.
What other sugar can you give them?
See, Nikki, put your hug, like a nice hug. That's...
I don't think... I think for sugar daddies, that can't happen, unless they're on their deathbed, or they're heading there. So they don't even have the energy to eat the sugar.
But there's some...
They'll get...
There's some I saw... Actually, what is this movie I was watching? I forget. Some billionaire thing. That this guy would have the wife... Like, he'd just sit. Take Viagra. I kid you not, take Viagra. Then she'd ride until he felt like he was done.
Kazi kwa mama.
You're just buying my pocket pussy. And assume you're just riding. And it does the work for you.
No way. Wait,
yeah.
This nigga didn't do nothing. Like, he's just there like this.
Yes, because he saw all that one that's about to enter the grave. So he'd get young shorties.
But see,
no, you know what you do? You replace the Viagra with sleeping pills. So he's second Viagra.
Alale.
What? Why are you so shocked?
You know, the older you get, some organs revert backwards. That's one of them. So, demoko na uliza, is it in yet? Like, in all honesty, like, the older you get with age, it doesn't stay.
Viagra.
No, it doesn't. The muscle doesn't structure, it's muscle, the cartilage and
but
muscle.
But you see, the moment
change,
I feel
so
like
I wouldn't, I don't have a
day. It becomes shrimp.
I feel like the moment a woman puts themselves in that situation, they're not there for that thing.
Yeah, they're
like,
there for the
eyes of the game. Yes, you're there for the money. You know, you do your things.
I found out even a sugar, they don't have to be like significantly.
Yeah.
Obviously, I feel like someone in your 20s, I don't even call you a daddy like that yet. Yeah. Maybe like in your 30s going
so
up.
There's a limit of age.
But if Balak is good, you won't call him daddy.
No, it's, you cannot like that.
I get what I'm saying. Like, even with the money, like somebody who has money and he's that.
He's not a sugar daddy. No, he's not.
No, so there's an age.
Age.
So where, what is the age?
So you're just rich, man. If you're in the same age bracket.
So for now, like I'm 26, yeah? So who can I, is 40 a sugar daddy? No.
Yes.
No.
40?
No. No.
I would say when it comes to like things like daddy, think of this is gonna sound a bit cringe, but think about your uncles and your parents.
So my parents are in their 50s.
Yeah.
So anybody who's in their 50s, that's a daddy. But if they are broke, they are...
No, they're not. They're just old.
They're a daddy. They're just old.
They're not a daddy. They're just old.
Old. Okay.
Yeah.
So what qualifies? What gives the basis for that name? You have to have old.
Daddy.
Have
old your father's age. Your mother's age.
You have to
age.
Own
assets.
You have to have money. You know,
you need to be able
to have financial recognition somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And even I think connections.
So let's say financial stability and then some.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So that's what I was gonna ask. Then age limit. Okay. So why do you think people want to have or people go to have sugar daddies and
man,
sugar
life
mommies?
Is tough. There are very many reasons. First of all, life could be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you might be going through a pocket in your life where finances are not financing.
Mm.
One. Two, maybe you just like older men.
There are people who just like older men.
Yeah, just like older men, and you don't want to suffer, so you look for an older man with money.
But mostly it's just about the money.
It's about supporting your life. Because I mean, I feel like, especially where we're at in life, and with how things are going, especially let's look at our situation in our country.
Mm.
The economy is... Man, I'm sorry to say respectfully, but this country is going to the dogs because everything is becoming more and more expensive. More and more expensive, and things aren't like they're not increasing the level of pay for jobs.
Yeah.
So if someone is willing to be generous with their status and the things they've made in life, why not? Tell me if she's beautiful. Hey, please, my name is Lata. Can I talk to you again?
Have you met beautiful mummies?
We were talking about
beautiful,
not beautiful with clothes.
Yeah,
naked.
Yes, I have.
Really?
I can proudly say I have.
Really?
Yes, I can think of two.
Like, would you be proud going out in her, going to the restaurant?
Yes, like, I would. I would proudly, not in front of my parents, but other people proudly.
So, like, when you have a sugar mommy, does she expect you to run errands for her, make sure you open the door? Okay, opening the door is not a sugar mommy that situation, that's every man. But like basically do the, you know, like you're like a helper. You're not like a partner. You're like an employee to her to some extent. Like she'd want you to do some things, like if you were her age mate, she wouldn't ask you to do.
So speaking, okay.
For example, like, go wash my car.
No. Because you see, the thing is, she's not treating you like lesser than her. She's treating you, she's giving you basically what is like boyfriend treatment. She's treating you like her man.
Mm.
Like, so she wants you for you. So she's not going to tell you, na leo tumekuja nyumbani rate, na gari yangu ni shafu, si ushike isi washe gari. No. She's going to be like, okay, let's go in, let's have some dinner, let's have wine, you sit down, wherever the night goes, if it's going that way. But it's for most of the time, the thing she'd ask you to do is like, oh, you're coming over, or we're going to a hotel, can you pick this on your way?
Yeah.
I'll pay for it, or can you get this on your way here? Like, can you do this for me as you're coming?
And now, in the bedroom scene, is she active? Kuna mastingo, ama it's just lazy ass sex.
Okay, so, from a friend's experience, I heard from a friend that yeah, there are some who are very active, especially if you hit them in between the 45 to early, like 45 to 56 space there, right there, right when they're going through their the hot flush, the last hot flushes before being now mature, aged woman. Hey, let me tell you, this shorty will show you things, pretzels and spider monkeys and eh, uta kando kando kama chapati.
Yeah,
she'll teach you a lot.
Okay.
That's now after that, you go there, live there, tell her, catch you, go back to your baby girl and you teach her these new things. Now you're bad, you're person. Now I'm dating Jojo, I go show her all these things I've learned.
Where? She's there like, those people you're not supposed to cheat.
No, there's some here, but you know, they're the ones who are like, you go about your life. Me, I'm here, when I call you, show up.
Oh.
You're their superhero. When
it's
I call
like
you,
videos
show up.
You see of people, reenacting what a mumama is and how the mumamas would get upset when they heard, I saw you with that girl. So like they don't like to share.
They don't like to share, but
yeah.
Especially
but
they're like
don't cancel
cool
on them.
No,
yeah.
No, no.
So,
now that's
see,
where
you have
yeah.
a small girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, for me, like I'll speak of a personal experience. There's a lady I was seeing and she was
in what capacity?
Non-sexual. She just wanted my attention and
so
my,
she was your use your words.
Mama.
She was my sugar mama.
Sugar,
but she, I was not the sugar I was giving was attention, and I was hearing her out because she said she felt like her husband appealed to all her needs sexually, financially, but he was never listening to her. He wouldn't see her. He, for her, he's, for him, she was just, you've done your purpose. You're my wife. You have, you've given me kids. I'm giving you money. I'm giving you cars. What else do you want? I'm dicking you down. What else do you want? So like we started having conversation and it played out really well. And she would never get pissed. Like at the time I was seeing somebody, if you watch this video, I'm so sorry, respectfully, because I know you know it was you. But she always used to ask me like, oh, how's your girlfriend? I'd be like, she's good. Yeah, like we'd have conversation. But then for her, it was like, listen, I don't have any problems with you having a girl, but when I call, you pick up. And I'm like, okay, cool. So there are times I tell her, I'm tricky. I'm with the girl, and she's like, oh, okay, after you're done, you're like, that after might be tomorrow, it's fine. Then they run for, I'm with the boys, how much do you need to get here? Okay.
So the sugar she was giving you was money?
Yeah.
Okay.
And access to a life that you couldn't, access to a life that I couldn't live with.
You didn't want to smash?
The thought crossed my mind.
You didn't?
But the thought crossed my mind, it just didn't happen.
Why?
I believe she was very mature. And even, I, both of you know me. You know I'm a very respectful person. For me, I read the room. So, I know how to read the room and I know how to read energy. So for her, like, we did even go on a couple of trips together. And that was not the thought process. You know, she wasn't the one for... Okay, she was, first of all, she was half white. I was about to do a Kikuyu accent, but... She's like, you know, she wasn't the one for, oh, see, you're staying in my room, you know, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'd go, like, she didn't... I went to her to Zanzibar and she, like, paid for a whole other hotel room. Like, you know? You want your own room.
That's a very good
the
question.
Problem with me, and Jojo has said there's a problem with mediators, you tend to create your own problems. I really helped her solve the issues in her marriage. And I should not have, because I was enjoying the money. I should have kept her, okay, wow, then she watches this video. I should have kept her in that place of, yeah, you continue feeling your husband is not good, it's beneficial to me, but let me help you.
So that she can keep helping.
Yeah, you know, so I advised her that one of, okay, so if you want him to listen to you, maybe perhaps try initiating the conversation. Try, or like, how was your day? Have you heard... Oh, do you know what I did? Like, try and get him to ask the questions.
Yeah.
It'll get to a point where he'll start asking. Hey, there's a day she came and told me, imagine, now he comes home, even with flowers, he sits down, he asks me, how's your day? Hey, how was that meeting? I was like, oh, okay, so it's going well, eh? Then one day I was sent to the last check and that was it. He never spoke again.
She just ghosted.
She didn't ghost, she just told me things in my marriage are working out and I don't feel like it would be respectful for us to continue having conversations the way we did. Because I fixed the things that needed fixing. And I was like...
Sorry.
Kick your husband and walking down the stairs.
So next, that drives me to the next thing. How do you ask for money when you're in this situation? Do you just ask, or like, how does it work? Are you given allowance? Are you given money whenever you meet?
Are yeah, you what given, happens?
Like, what usually
So happens? When would you get that check?
I feel like for, let me talk about us ladies, it's always different with every, it's always different with every, you know,
daddy,
mubaba. Because there's some...
Local versus international. Daddy, mubaba.
Yeah, because I feel like with some wababa, they'd give you money like after you guys have hung out. And then with some, and I think this is mostly like if you stayed with someone for long, I think they give you money now like on a regular. Or now if you have like a major thing coming, like maybe it's your birthday, you'll tell them, oh, by the way, my birthday is coming. Or like, oh, I want to do this. I want to go for a vacation here. I want to do this. So they give you money like that.
I think...
You, how are you getting money?
I was getting money like when, if I needed something, like we're talking and I said, hey, I'm trying to get this sorted, I'm going to do this. She'd be like, okay, got you. Or even after we've hung out, she'd send me like the same amount every time we hang out. But then the other ones...
How much? There'd be extras. Don't tell us how much.
She'll tell us how much.
Okay, give us a range.
Not less than 40, not more than 70.
In dollars or Kenyan shillings?
In Kenyan shillings.
Every time you hang out?
Every time we hang out. But it wasn't, we weren't hanging out every day or every week. It was like every...
Once a month.
Like once a month, like sometimes a once in every 2 months.
It's a lot.
Yeah. It was different times.
Okay.
But yeah, there are things she took care of, definitely. Like my Uber, all my Uber rides were switched to her card. She put all my Ubers on hers, on her card.
So that she can monitor your movement?
No, so that I don't have to worry. Because she was like, because the time I complained, I was like, hey, the price of Ubers has gone up. She was like, Connie, where is this you're going with all these Ubers? Or like, sometimes I go to Athi, sometimes I go to Runda, she's like, 1,000 bob. 2,000. I'm like, sir, do this. So she just put it on her card and was like, you know, I have access, so use my card, go. And even like, things like my airtime, my bundles, if I need...
So you should have told her to buy you a house. Mono lilalisha.
Where? Let's do better, eh?
Yeah, the next one.
Yeah. If you're listening,
there's one loading, and if you're there, you want someone, you know, to take care of you, to hear your heart, to feel you. I'm out there. 07.
Hey.
07.
Hey.
Check the comments.
Hey.
Hit me in the DM.
Okay, so do you think you can actually be in love with a sugar daddy or sugar mommy? Like, can love actually exist in those kind of situations?
Get tricky, because when that money goes, or if that money wasn't there, would you really love this person?
But you know, you can learn to love someone. Huh? Learn to love someone.
Maybe you can love the person, but be in love? I don't think so.
But really, I think you can.
Fall in it.
Yeah.
It's very possible. It's very possible. I swear. Hey, guy, guys, please. By the way, this is not my lifestyle anymore. I've grown
it's
up.
It's a safe space. Huh?
So, the other one I interacted with, the reason we had to break it off is because feelings got involved. A lot of, as I started hearing some of the things she was going through, with the level of heartfeltness I have and the level of being able to adapt to situations, I started working to provide those things. I don't have somebody who's listening to me. I don't have somebody who's there when I'm going through tough times. So I started going out of my way to be that. Eventually, it even evolved from being called Wata. Kidogo kidogo, it became babe. Kidogo kidogo became baby. Anyway, I started becoming comfortable with it. I remember I sat down and I asked my sister. I told her about it. I'm like,
what was that? I'm still not understanding the problem.
No, you see, she's a married woman with somebody, and now this is, it's gone from I'm listening to you to now I'm actually getting involved in, I'm having feelings for you and you're also having feelings for me. She started getting worked up. Like,
again, where's the problem?
You're not trying to have a relationship. I don't see it as a transactional business.
Again, where's the problem? Because
this is, I don't break homes. I build homes. I don't
you're
break
not breaking
that.
It.
I am. Cause
a woman will never break for someone
no,
she's supporting.
No, no, no. Let me tell you. When you give... I get where you're coming from with that statement. That a woman will never break for someone who she's supporting.
Yeah.
But women are... Here's the difference between men and women. Men can toughen up and hide their shit.
And
women feel. So for a woman to be neglected emotionally, you give her that support and she starts seeing... Because even some of the questions she started asking me, I could see the direction she's going with this.
But best believe should never leave her husband.
Yeah, because my point is,
fine, but she started asking me things like, what's your perspective on marriage with older women? What's your perspective on being with an older woman for life? And already when a woman starts asking you that after you've started giving her certain levels of care, you can see where her mind is. It's not a T, I'm just asking. It's, if you're providing for me this emotional support, you're providing for me. You're providing for me these things that I'm not getting. You're listening to me. Oh, Joy is having an emotional breakdown. Her husband tells her, hey, tough. I go and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's okay. I got you. I'm giving her what she is not getting emotionally from her man. So now she's starting to see possibilities with me, especially because I'm in a
space.
My
question, we're not together. She's not going to leave her man. Now see.
Wait, is this a therapy session? Are we talking about?
That's what I'm not understanding.
So, like, what would you do, Joy, if you're dating a married person and he tells you, by the way, I want to leave my wife for you?
Because you see, now I'm not looking for
a relationship. There these wababas who tell you, Aunt Komzalie, you get a kid for him. Imagine he's taking care of you like 2 years. Maybe he's paid for your master's, he's paying for your house, he's bought you a car, he's paying for your vacation, like he's doing
everything. Put a gun to his head.
You leave him. And then
I'm not leaving SN. I'm not leaving one. Two.
What should you do?
You can go to the doctor and talk to the doctor every night.
And then say your bad.
Very nice. What do you mean? Yeah.
This guy has connections to this doctor.
It's he's fine.
He's the one paying the doctor.
It's
That's true.
It's fine. Hey. And also like for me, I don't think I'm that fertile because I've checked. So I wouldn't have that. For me, it would be a very
He says he wants to marry you. He wants you to be the second wife.
Marriage.
Yes.
And then baby. How rich? Hold on. How rich?
Rich
in dollars or rich in Kenya shillings?
In pounds.
Okay. What? What are you doing? It's not funny.
Okay.
You love your second wife.
What if the baby is not in the picture? He just wants you to be his wife now.
Like yes, a second wife.
Is he cute?
It doesn't matter. He's giving you pounds on pounds on pounds.
You have a home.
You sneeze like this, I want two G-Wagons to
come. You have exactly anything you need, you have it. You have businesses, you can travel whenever you want to.
I feel like I might have Goni.
You might have Goni. And
he tells you like this that you want a house in Malibu, wherever.
I would think about it. Yeah.
You wouldn't go head first.
It wouldn't be a first meaning.
And he's treating you nice. Like his character is not anything.
Oh, he's a sweetheart.
He's a nice person.
Yeah.
It's just that he's married and he has a family. Like he has kids.
Oh, no. I like to be treated nicely. I think I'd say yes.
You'd say yes?
To be a second wife.
Yeah.
No, I think she's forgetting the part of the second wife.
Just leave it as a thing? Because I don't like to be a number two.
You see, when you're doing an exam, you can't leave a question blank and expect.
But would you rather be a number one and you're somewhere
in the house?
The house in Pangani? Probably taking a school bus to school, you know, like you're going to thrift shop some clothes.
Nani, they're living a life worse than what I lived.
The same, maybe.
That's what you're being asked. Would you rather that? Or would you rather not be the second wife?
First of all, guys, you always forget that me and marriage are not in the same WhatsApp group anyway. So that's the question you'd ask me.
Another thing about being a wife.
That guy has given you that ultimatum.
Yeah.
Hold on, is this why I go back?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what you
go back. And you're leaving everything.
Reset.
Hold on. But I still have this degree, this master's, this all these other things.
Yes. You go back to Tamaki.
But he's wiping everything he's given you, though. The properties,
fine.
Everything goes, the businesses.
It's fine. First of all, you guys forget, huh? That's why some of these babes are out here surviving. I don't have to. See, you've given me cash.
Yeah.
I have the cash. So I can go and do my bills and bonds under my name. I won't suffer. I'm not stupid.
Yes.
So for me, I'm saying leave this in terms of I'm not going to go back to suffer. I'm cute and I'm smart. What do you mean? Yeah.
Ah, let me tell you, my friend. You leave me like that on to the next constitution.
So Sasa lakini utapata wapi wengine? They're not easy
to find.
They're not
easy to get, yeah.
The thing is, as somebody who has been in circles, I know where to find them.
Well, the problem, so that's what Bobo was asking you, sure you've refused.
I know for a lot of these people, the problem is what most of them want is they want it immediate transactional. I have friends who've gone for dinner and they've been approached multiple times at Modaiga and Kayan Country Club.
Mm.
Someone will come and be like, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. I'd like to spend some time with you. Like they're talking. You can tell where the conversation is going.
Mm.
But now the problem with, hey, mom, please don't watch this video. The problem with Jesus, peace, babes. Ah, no, that's not what I do. That's not who I am. No. My friend, go. I didn't even tell him how you're good in bed. You know what positions. Then give me a commission.
Since you're saying that Jesus, peace, babes, what if they've never had sex?
Like us.
For the money.
But no, he takes you to the bedroom. You don't even know what a dick is or how it's looked because of Jesus.
You're trying to tell me as a Jesus, peace, babe, was a virgin. You've never seen porn? Look at that smile.
We watch Family TV.
Yeah. Family TV.
Guys, please go watch one of the other episodes we've released. Yeah. Tell me if you believe these people are watching it for Family TV.
Would you be comfortable to be in a situation where it's like you have sex, they give you money?
Who me?
Oh, like a prostitute.
Not like a prostitute. It's just this one person. Yeah. It's like
it's not even called that anymore.
It's like help me, I help you situation.
It's called Pochila Biashara.
Okay. Yeah, it's like help me, I help you situation. So whenever you guys hook up,
but that's not is that really a sugar daddy, babe?
That's transactional. That's those are now called transactional relationships. You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Is that sugar? That's not a sugar daddy.
No. Because a sugar daddy is.
But he doesn't want anybody else to scratch your back.
Hold on. So are you going for dinner or it's just the fuck?
It's just the fuck.
That's not a sugar daddy.
I wouldn't.
Because sugar relationships have
it's just
more
like
to
a somebody relationship with an older man.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say.
Literally.
Mm.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want that older man if he has the money.
What if they're freaky?
Okay,
like, they're those ones
clarification
who
look at women. My friend, slavery was abolished in the US. Not bring it to the bedroom, nah.
They do all that shit that you're scared to do with people that you know, so you do it with that. I see what you're.
Well, let me ask you a question. Maybe these Arab men come to Kenya and they're like, oh, we're looking for a fine babe. I want a babe who has, like, you know, she got the booty, she got the titties, you know, she got a body, she's looking cute, pretty in the face. You know, they have their standards.
Mm.
That's why they normally reach out to, like, DJs, because DJs don't know the fine babes. Like, you bring me the babe, I give you a cut.
Mm.
So they met this guy, he's cute, he's a billionaire. He's a billionaire, like you can tell, you know, like he looks money, you can even just tell his money.
Mm.
So you just know all I have to do is, you know, just a proper smash.
Mm.
You get to the bedroom.
Those Arabs.
No, listen, he tells you some dumb shit at your head.
Right.
What I want you to do. This thing that's what is it called? Project Potty. The ones people are doing in Dubai.
Oh.
At your lie down.
What was it called? Something Potty?
Potty something, it was that thing. But you lie down, I shit on you, and then you shit on me, and then I piss on you, and then you piss on me. Then at the end, you turn around, I anal, straight.
They love anal.
Story time.
Mm. Yes.
There's a time also, let me tell you, when I was in school, I had a lot of weird shit. There's a guy who I'd met out.
Mm.
Then we exchanged, insisted, we exchanged numbers. Turihamwe?
Turihamwe.
Then I go home randomly, like the next week. I just see a random text at like 7 p.m. I will never forget the time. Hi, how are you? I'm good. What are you doing? I'm just chilling. Would you like to come to my house? I'm like, why? He's like, I want you to come and pee on me. Pee in me. I want you to put the heels you're wearing the last time in my mouth and just step it.
And then
I give you 20k.
I'll do it.
For clarification purposes, I am straight. But that day we wear those heels. What do you
see? I'm the one. He's not peeing on me.
No.
You're the one peeing on him.
I'm the one peeing on him.
Yes.
And we're not fucking.
Hey,
I'll do it.
Let me tell you. But I think the shock of it. You know that had never.
But
happened,
I tell him
ever.
To come.
Oh, it's
to
like, didn't go.
Not me going.
No,
to
I didn't
place.
Go.
Oh, okay.
I was so shocked.
You didn't go.
Imagine.
She should have called me.
I'm sorry.
I take it.
Because was in school and I was so over, like, I was like, yo, this has never, like, this is some wild shit.
Yeah.
So right now when I think about it, I'm like, yo.
Yeah. The next time you get such a call, I'll be the driver. Yes. We'll take you.
Me, as long as it's not happening to me.
Yeah.
I'm the one doing it. That's
no, but yeah, but let's rewind. Back to... So yeah, like, would you be comfortable with that situation? Because story time, I have a friend. I'm very sorry, because I know you watch our videos. I'm very sorry, respectfully. I have a friend who, similar situation, we went out for drinks, and then one of her friends is like, oh, so there's this Arab guy who's in this club, and he finds you very attractive. He'd like to have a conversation with you. So she's like, hey, okay, me, I've heard weird things about this Arab man, but why not? So she goes, they talk, and then she comes and tells us he's inviting me back to his hotel. So we ask her, are you comfortable? She said, I've asked him if I can ask my friends if they want to come. So she goes and talks to him, she comes back and tells us, oh yeah, he said it's okay, so we go. So as we are told, here's the lounge area of the suit. Chill, drink whatever you want, eat whatever you want. So this babe goes with him to the room. And the sounds were interesting, I won't lie, it sounded normal for a while. There was a long period of silence. And there was a shower. And there was back to some...
Amazing.
Yeah, and then, like, three hours later, she comes out. And she's like, yeah. So as we are leaving, we've got him in the car. The driver is driving herself. She's like, so what happened? The hair would tell her. She's like, so he just asked me, like, would you be okay if I like, asked you to lie down and, like, peed on you and shat on you? And she's like, ah? He's like, I'll pay you, like, 500K per piece of shit that drops on you. So she was like, okay. So she's like, this nigga, like, he shat on her, like, a couple of times. Not once, not twice, but, like, all over her chest. Hey. And then she went, she took a shower, and he was like, okay, now that you're clean, can I pee on you? And she was like, hey. And he's like, it's okay, don't worry, I'll pay you. Yeah, he basically told her, like, before we move to the next step, I need to use a bathroom, but there's a way I'm not trying to go to the bathroom. So he pulls a glass out, he pees in the glass, and he's like, have a drink. You know, have a drink. And then you drink it, and he's like, I'll pay for it.
Oh, he's
reassuring you the whole time, I'll pay for this. And you're like, okay, you do it.
Oh, Lord.
The payment happens, you know, you know it's coming, you've drunk the piss. You know, like, as you're
going, when he goes to drink the piss, his piss must be cheesy.
I'm not a joke. You're literally taking the piss.
Oh my god.
No, but okay, fine. So then now, it gets... See, now you've taken the pee. So as you're continuing your like, touching, now you need to pee as the babe. So he's like, no, don't go to the bathroom until you come sit on my face and
pee.
Oh,
God. No, that's not difficult. It's not about it being... Oh.
No, but think about it. And at the end of this...
I feel like they're drinking the piss, babe. I know, yeah.
So at the end of all this...
Hold on, but if it was a game, because I'm thinking about these guys who play this game with James Corden and eat weird shit. If it was a game, why is it yucky when it's in the bedroom? But if it was a game...
That's animal piss. This is not human piss.
If it was survival, like, wow, these games where you're out somewhere and you have no access to water. Once you pee, you drink, because it has some water content.
But there's a way to filter it, though.
Oh.
There's like someone said you do the banana leaves, you let it pass, there's a way it filters some things out. But straight pee. Any, I've done this until you drink. No, but then, in all honesty, at the end of the day, this babe walked away with 50M. Clean 50M.
In
cash. No, 500,000 USD.
I feel like that's too much money.
No, because we saw the money, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, for that amount of money, my friend.
Not the shit, but pee on me.
You see how thick anemi? 100?
Yeah. 1,000.
What do you call it?
100,000 is.
$100,000.
Yeah, it's a stack.
Okay.
So, like, you wouldn't do it for that much. That means you're set literally for, like, the next 10, 15 years of your life. You're set. If you're smart with your money, you're set. Hey. 50 million Kenyan shillings, you walked out of that room, you're good. I might let you shit on me though, but pee on
you'd
me.
You'd drink the piss
for 50 million. Wait.
You drink the piss?
If it's clear, drink
of
it.
Of course it's not clear.
It's not clear. That's why they make you drink it, man. It has to be nasty for them to
drink. Yeah.
I think about it for a while. But then, 50 million. Nafanya shop and get to the bathroom quickly. Water.
Tisha kuchoma.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to just imagine it's a shot of pose.
Jose, baby.
Jose, never go,
Jose.
That's alhamdulillah good, man.
Okay, let's move to the last topic of discussion.
No, but you guys haven't answered. You just have facial reactions, yeah.
I don't think for that
amount of money, 50M in your bank account.
Can I
look for someone who can do it?
Yeah,
but the money is not yours then.
Yes, it's your share.
Yeah,
and they connect.
Yes, actually, I know a guy.
Okay, but would you let them piss on you and shit like that?
No, I can piss on them.
Yeah,
I can shit on them.
Would you let him piss on you if he's not shitting on you? Like just piss on you if he's not shitting on you.
Piss on me.
Yeah.
Piss, man.
Not on your face. He's not pissing anywhere near your face. It's like here, like this area.
Piss is a bit better than shit.
Yo, but it's still acid, babe.
Piss is better than
shit. We get
shit.
The bug, man. We get that bug. You didn't let him piss.
Piss is better than shit. Piss can
like
burn
here,
you.
Like this area.
It can't
burn
you.
Shit, it's done. Con is pissing for 5 minutes.
Y'all can try. Let me know.
Piss is okay. But shit.
I'm not being shut on for
shit. Short if he has loose stool and he's telling your father.
How you count it is watching.
We're counting drops, my friend. We're counting drops.
It's just that what happened.
No, we're counting.
No. Hey. Okay.
That's fine.
Last bedroom matters.
They don't
sugar daddies and sugar mommies. Mm-hmm. How is it like?
So I know a guy. I know so many guys. When I was in school. We'd gone, we were at a cafe somewhere next to school.
Mm.
At that cafe, he saw a car that he really liked. It was parked outside. So he went to the car to see who was driving. Hey, it was a sweet baby. An older sweet baby. So, she said, do you want to go on a ride?
Mm.
He said yes.
Mm-hmm.
He told the person he was with, I've seen a bit. He went and came back. The next month, he was bowling. And he said, don't ever ask me what happened, just enjoy.
Where?
Bowling. He'd gone and laid that barack down nice.
I think, but see, it's different. I feel like some of them can be lazy. From the stories I've heard, some of them can be lazy, and some of them can also be willing to explore. I think because, you see, maybe most of them don't get that chance in their marriages or whatever.
Like the vision single key.
Yes, yes. So they're very, you know, excited. Makes me wonder, would you like let's say your husband is struggling and he gets a sugar mommy. Who is able to take care of him and you guys as a family? Would you be okay with him seeing a sugar mommy for that purpose?
But man, I'd lose respect. I
like single
care,
that's
yeah,
really.
It's about to be married. But yeah. Like your life is leveled up.
I don't think so. Because you see, the thing I was telling you about that level of respect.
It will it will go down for sure.
And if I allow you, I can, it's fine, you go do
but
it. But after that, imagine our marriage is done.
Yeah.
So you'll stay what? Just fine?
I'll just stay because of the kids.
Yeah, I'll stay because of the kids.
And I'll stay because...
of the bug.
Until I get a better...
Yeah. I would not, let me tell you, at the point that you're okay either pimping me out or pimping yourself out, imagine our marriage is done.
Yeah.
So, okay, then let me ask you if you
want
to...
In our marriage, you should not get to a level of desperation.
Yes.
Where you're pimping out your loved one.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, I understand that. What about in a relationship? Because a lot of...
Same in a relationship.
Same.
Same.
You wouldn't like let like
no.
First of all, that's a man who has no ego.
Okay.
Exactly.
What about
yeah.
What about my unique situation where she ain't getting no barack as
it's
you call it?
It's the same thing.
But it's not.
It's the same thing.
You're being used emotionally.
Please, I'm not tissue though.
No, but in that case,
you're being used. That's what she means. So there's absolutely no way. I mean, go do it, do you, it's fine.
No, so my question is,
that in a relationship, man,
what's the difference between, what's the difference between doing it for your friends and doing it for this person?
For friends, how?
If for like for me, I'm naturally an empathetic person. Like I'll empathize
even
with people.
That's what I'm telling
so
you.
If I'm empathizing with her, and that's why she enjoys the conversation.
If you watch our other episode, we talk about boundaries.
No, but if so, if you're in a relationship when you're in that situation, yeah. Unless your baby's okay with it, because babes are different.
Yeah.
Let me rewind. Since they've said another episode, let me rewind to a point both of them dropped about how pesa ikiwa stuleza maswali, the money is coming.
Nani.
Oh, look who's asking. Hey. Look who's asking.
No, yani kama sijui, lakini nikijua.
How do you know? How do you know?
I'm a woman.
No.
Yeah.
I've been raised by women. I don't know how to play my cards.
I'm a woman.
I will come and give you
women, just so in case you date water, he will have someone and he will not know.
Now, let me tell you something. Just for clarification, Jojo is out here dragging my name through the matops. I'm done with that lifestyle, yeah? For me, what I'll do right now, if a babe approaches me, please come to me. I'll direct them to you. If you need somebody, I'll direct you to them and them to you. All I want is a percentage. That's 15% for the business connection.
Oh, you have connections.
I mean, I know the people
who just want to be heard.
Yeah, I know them. If you
can hear,
if you don't want
to
give out the coaching, you don't want to give out the barack. Just come talk to me
you.
Nicely.
We're talking
I'll
to you
give
right
you
now.
I'll connect
you. I'm here with you.
Imagine.
Are you seeing? Maria, I'll give you guys the connections and then me, you know, let us agree right now.
So yeah. You said something about 50%. Like if you had friends, it's the same thing. Because emotionally, being that available, even for your friends, is also a sort of discretion on your partner. You get? So my point was boundaries, like those need to change.
So you can't, okay.
I get
what you're saying, I see it.
Yeah.
It's a bit concerning though, but I see it.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, so I think at this point you can tell them to share with us how your sexual experiences are with your babas,
you
or mamas.
Wait, because she has not said, you,
for
Joy
me,
said,
yes,
she has
I
had
said,
a story.
I
you
said,
have your experience,
yes.
Or have you been with one?
No, see, I've said, like, from my interactions with people, there are those who are very willing to explore. Maybe because they've never been in a situation or space where they can, you know, explore their fantasies and their crazy wildness. And then there are those ones who are very uptight. They can't even let you suck their dick. They can't eat you out.
Yeah.
Like, sex is a few kisses, penetration. Once he comes, that's it.
So the benefit of those ones in 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Anafanya kazi yake kama.
So would you have a Mubaba sugar daddy?
Would I? Well. That question.
Next question.
Thank you. Jojo?
Well.
I think if I'm single and he comes, yes.
So then, I have an interesting question for both of you, because I'm guessing for you.
But
if you're single,
I won't waste my sin. I have to be benefiting
okay.
from something. Yeah.
You don't feel the same if you're single, yeah?
Continue the question, I'm waiting.
So my question is, would you then end it when you meet someone you genuinely love?
Yes.
Would you be like, we're done?
Did you go,
yes.
Go, man?
Yes,
you cannot be serving two masters?
Yes.
So you'd mapenzi and leave the bar.
I'm not getting into a relationship with
that's what I'm saying. But like this you've met this guy, he genuinely loves you, he's not on
he must get to that level.
No, me,
so
for me,
so then it boils down to you're down.
No, me, for me, it's not a must is on that level, but he needs to be somewhere. Like,
okay, yes,
that
makes sense.
That level, is that what I mean? I cannot suffer.
I'm not saying I suffer, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying somebody who's financially stable and has their life going well,
yes,
but they are not sugar daddy money.
Yeah,
yeah, like they'll take you on the dinners, they'll get you nice gifts, nice things, like they'll spend time with you, they'll actually affectionate you. But they are
it's not a big drop.
Yeah, it's not like that.
If it's not a big drop, that's fine.
It's not like you're going from 100 million to now 100,000. It's like within.
Dito.
Asha. To nikai
now. No, so it's like you're going from 100 million to like 50, 20 million now. Like
I'm
within
so
the million range.
So that's like half.
Yeah, like a half drop. But you're still living comfortably. You're still going through life well. You're still. You can still get your crystals. That's what is hurting you.
So what's to what?
From like 100 million, now you're coming down to like 50, 20 million. Like, this is a guy who has like, he's a millionaire.
Can
still.
You say 100 to 70?
Yes. It's not a bargain. It's not like you're there. Can you come up?
Please, baby, please.
You know what she'll tell you? They love you busting out in songs. Baby, come down. Come down.
Hey. No, of course you can't tell that man you have
50 million Kenya shillings. I'm a pound.
Now that you introduced her to the pound, we are going to be pounding all the time.
What do you do with 50,000?
50 million Kenya shillings. Like, yeah, okay, this one is, okay, let's say in dollars.
If
let's
it's in pounds, let's come, I made no, that drop.
Let's come halfway. You've gone from 100 million USD. Mm. This is a lifestyle you've been living with this babas. Mm. Now you've come down to 50 million.
I don't mind. If we're dropping in dollars, it's fine.
Yeah, not at it from dollars to KSH.
No, as in, not 100 million Kenya shillings to 50 million Kenya shillings. We are dropping from $100 million to $50 million. I'd be like, baby, understand.
Imagine she'll still pinch you.
Tell me this one. Ooh. Pinch. Oh, both of you, in fact. Did you see how Bobo was about to have cardiac arrest here? Now he tells you that's the G-Wagon you want. It will have to wait a couple of years.
A G-Wagon is not that expensive.
And then so
no, but the ones like the highest, the Brabus.
But imagine if you love someone, I think you can.
Yeah, it's in dollars. I can cry in a cheaper car. It's okay.
Moral of the story is, do not approach babes if you don't have money. Clear.
Yeah.
No, just don't.
Yeah, but then just establish yourself. If you're a man, just establish yourself.
And also stick to your lane, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. Like, if you see a babe has already gotten used to a certain lifestyle.
Stay away.
No, either like level up or just leave them alone.
Yeah, don't.
I agree with what they're saying. However, I'm also of a different belief
you don't
to
agree.
It. No, I do agree with what you're saying. Like, a man should level up.
Yeah.
I know people that have mellowed. Let me say mellowed their expectations and qualities because of loving someone, like having a genuine, pure bond and connection with someone. You're like, I'm willing to take this time with you. So, yes, as a man, it's your responsibility to court a woman into a place where she, you know, find her comfort, see what things you can handle that are part of her lifestyle,
yes,
and work with it.
Yes.
You don't have to take up everything. You're not her father. You're not her financer.
Yes.
You're trying to be her person for life. You're trying to build with her. So be able to show her, yes, I understand. There's things I can handle and will grow into some of these other things.
Mm.
However, this moment, I'm not quite here yet. I can take care of this. Don't come and be like, I know you have this, now I'm gonna give you this.
Exactly.
You're used to eating at CGE Kenya Mercado, what? Now you're telling me, hey babe, CGE be going to
Kilimanjaro.
That
one has as you post your chicken.
Like, now for example, because you guys are gym girls, this man comes and tells you, hey, the Tanqueray is not doing it, but I'll be buying you that bottle of Gilby's. I'll even buy you two.
Hey, aki kuna tundacha mea ni kitla. Kuna tundacha mea. But no.
Say to your chest.
It's wrong.
So yeah, just
wrong.
As a man, I'm speaking to the men who follow them, as a man, man to man, mano a mano. Find the things in a woman's life that you can pick up on.
Yes.
Because women are standard-based creatures. A woman is going to look at you for the standard she has in her life, and she's going to expect you to pick up some things that her parents have given her. Don't come in expecting to take 100%, because that's also very dangerous.
Mm.
Come in and look at the things you can give and offer and have conversation. Be conversational, like she likes to say. Talk. Tell her, look, I know you're used to this, this, and this. I can handle the restaurants, I can handle maybe the nights out. I can't do the trips, I can't do what, but we can work up to that. Because she also knows you're growing. Y'all are probably age mates or peer group, so in the same peer group, yeah?
Mm.
So just reason, have communication. Women are not, they're not,
yes.
Okay, not all women have unreasonable standards. Women can be reasonable.
Yes.
Very reasonable. I speak from experience. Mm. I've met some very good women. Two of them are sitting next to me.
Aww.
Teardrop.
Anyway, guys, I think it's time we wind up. So I hope you'll engage with us in our comment section. Let us know your experiences with sugar daddies, your opinions, your sugar mommies. Let us know if you agree with us, if you disagree with us. Just engage with us, please.
Man, we love give us, to give engage. Us the tea.
Yes. No. Even send us DMs on our Instagram. Yeah. Please, let's love together. Let's, you know, let's do this. Thank
if you
so
know
much.
Sugar daddies and mommy, send them our way.
His way.
His way.
Business.
Thank you so much. Please like, share, subscribe, comment, mention,
follow,
and keep it BJ. Love you.